Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of Daf, the shir where we talk a Daf lesson a day. In a few minutes your way, we're looking at Yuma 32, looking at the ability to see that even when things seem good, especially for the non-Jewish people around us, you have to be wary, you have to be careful. Why? Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said here on Yuma 32, what is the verse upon which Ula bases his explanation? Egypt is a very fair heifer, but a carrot from the north is surely coming. That comes from Yirmiyahu. How does this verse convey support for the interpretations? Like Rav Yosef interpreted the verse, Egypt was a fair kingdom, but murderous people from the north came upon it. We thus see that the word carrots has the connotation of killing. Jeremiah's prophesying that the Babylonia, the kingdom of the north, will conquer Egypt. To me, this reminds me of the idea how things seem fair, things seem good, things seem wonderful, especially in all our exiles and all of our countries, that they treat us so nicely, and then boom, one day they come out to kill us, they destroy us. We saw this in Nazi Germany, Yamach Shemam, in World War II. The Jews were at the top of society, we were contributing to the culture, and then like that, like the snap of a finger, they turned on us and destroyed us, utterly destroyed us, and were complacent and gave us over in Poland and all the places in Germany as well. Can't trust those around us. Pirkei Avos even says, don't rely on the government, don't rely on the people around you, because they only do things that benefit themselves. They will not stand by you in your hour in your need, and they will turn on you in a second. They only use you for your benefit. Don't get too complacent in exile. Our hearts and our souls are bound up with Israel, especially right now during this crisis when there is so much being lavished upon them from all the haters, the people that start up with them for no reason, especially in the Gaza Strip, especially all the enemies around them. The only people that we could trust on are ourselves. And of course, the major trust really is only Hashem. Ein lanu al mi lehisha'en ela avinu shabashamayim, the song goes. The only one that we could survive with. The only one that we could rely on is Hashem himself. As the Gemara points out, you think it's all good in Egypt, but the murderers are coming soon, the Babylonians. You think it's all good in America, you think it's all good in Europe and around the world. We should never know from such things, we should never hope for such things, we should never really, you know, ultimately think about bad things, but understand at the end of the day, anyone could turn upon us, God forbid. It's only Hashem, only His land, where Enei Hashem Elokecha Tamid Ba, Tamid Enei Elokecha Ba, is Eretz Yisrael, where we should be, and Hashem should always protect all of us, but understand that our home is only in Israel, and we should all get there as soon as we can. Everyone should be happy and healthy and safe there. Hashem should protect everyone there and around the world, and there should be a zechus. All of our learning always should protect and take care of all the soldiers, all the inhabitants, all the citizens of Israel and abroad and in the entire world around us. Join us next time as we talk Yuma 33 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.